definite? Yes, sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Do you fry them or?
Yes, you fry donuts.
Do you cut them? Cut them and have the hole in the middle.
Yes, I don't have a donut cutter, but I did use a biscuit cup and a little medicine bottle to cut the center out.
I've taken those centers and you just cook them, you know,
yeah,
just like the regular donut, and then you have the donut and then the center part. Have you ever heard of griddle cakes?
Yes.
I probably wouldn't call them griddle cakes. What would you call them, probably, instead of griddle cakes?
I'll call them pancakes.
Yeah, I think I'd probably call them pancakes. We usually buy flour. By what measurement? You'd say you bought a certain...
5 pounds, 10 pounds.
Okay. And if you were not using self-rising flour, but you used another leavening agency to make something rise, and you buy it in a cake, you say you buy a package of
baking powder.
No. You mentioned it a while ago. If you're making these rolls, you use
yeast.
Okay. And an egg has two parts to it. What are the two parts?
White and yellow.
Okay. What are the different ways that you might prepare eggs for eating?
Boil, stuff eggs.
Okay. How would you probably cook them for breakfast?
Scrambled eggs, I either fried.
Okay. Living in rural areas, if you prepare your own meat and kill your own hogs, and we used to have some that
we would kill.
The part of the hog that you use for what we call bacon today, what is that?
The middling.
All right, you might call it the middling, very good. If you care your own hogs, how do you usually do it? What do you do to them if you do it yourself that preserves them?
You put salt, you can use the sugar curd that's already made up in the can, and you put that on there, on the meat.
Have you ever known of anybody that just said they salted it down?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. My granddaddy used to do that, but it was always too salty for me, that one. When you prepare your own meat and you have the middling or the side or whatever you have, the bacon has a ridge around the edge sometimes.
Yes.
What would you call that that's around the edge? Sometimes you just sort of eat it out and leave that.
It's not the skin, is it?
It could be the skin, yeah. If you grind up part of hog meat and make it into a breakfast food, that would be what?
The sausage.
Okay. And a person, at the store, instead of preparing your meat, if you buy it at the store, the man in the store who's in charge of the meat department is called a
meat cutter.
All right. Or if he wasn't called a meat cutter, he might be called what?
The butcher.
Okay. If meat is not good anymore, you've kept it, maybe you bought it and you didn't use it the day you meant to use it, and you kept it around the refrigerator for several days, and then you got it out and you decided it wasn't good. You might say the meat is